If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, D-Gents, it is Wednesday, June 26th. The Knicks and Nets made a trade, and we've got more Major League bets to place today. I'm Mad Max. Joining me, the one and only Zex Panther. Not quite Vacation Panther yet, but almost. How you doing?
One more day, one more podcast, going by the Max School of Podcasting. I almost took the lead from you. I'm just going to take the lead, because I wanted to be like, the Jaguars are not leaving Jacksonville, and we're going to talk about Mad Max's premature closing of tabs. Those are my lead stories.
Okay. All right. Well, you can steal the lead if you want to. I have no idea what's going on with Jacksonville, other than the city's a dump. But apparently there was news about the team leaving Jacksonville. I mean, they've been talking about going to London for like a decade, so... Was there actual talk about the Jaguars leaving Jacksonville?
No, I think the talk is there's no chance they're leaving, because now they're investing $1.4 billion into a brand new stadium.
Well, then it definitely ain't happening.
Yeah. So, any talk there ever was of the Jaguars leaving Jacksonville, not going to happen. How did that dump come up with $1.4 billion?
It's crazy. Listen. If you live in Jacksonville, I apologize. I've never actually been in Jacksonville, so and I live in Jersey. People that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I've never actually been to Jacksonville. I've been to Tampa, and I walked out of the airport and I melted. I became a fucking puddle on the ground in Tampa. So I can only imagine what kind of fucking swamp Jacksonville is.
Actually, if you didn't know better, I think it looks like Jersey. It's on the east side. It's a little rough. I've been there. I've only been there one time, and I was there at the stockyards, the boat yards where the shipping containers and stuff come in, and I was picking up a load out of the shipyard. But you could see downtown. You could see it looked like whatever it looks like under your guys' bridges over there. It little bit of the same down there, just maybe a little warmer and more humid.
Dan, I know money saying Jersey greater than Jacksonville, so I'll take your word for that. You know, the wonderful thing about New Jersey is, if you've never been, is if you drive on the turnpike, is the plethora of smells that you get while driving on the turnpike. Lots of industrial things happening over there, so it's just like, is that burning rubber? Is that melting flesh? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing on those factories on the turnpike. So, but yeah, I can envision what you're saying, Sex Panther, because I'm very, you know, back in, when I was a kid, and I still see some of this, but back when I was a kid, Jersey City, the downtown area, was much like that, the way that you're describing it. They really cleaned up Jersey City. They built around it. They built out the downtown, and now it's a very posh area, very expensive area. But the way that you're describing it, I remember like driving through there as a kid, and it's like, Grandpa, can we lock the doors of the car?
You know? That's probably what it should be called. It's just renamed Jacksonville to Jersey City, Florida.
It's kind of like the whole, like, you know, New Amsterdam's now New York. Yeah, now it's instead of Jacksonville, it's Jersey City.
Jersey City, Florida. There we go.
I like it. And then you're saying my pretty much your closing of tabs. Listen, yes. I just closed out my NBA and my NHL tabs. I'm done. It's over. The Stanley Cup is over. The NBA Finals is over. I'm done. NHL and NBA, all done.
Yeah. You know what today is?
Is it the NBA draft?
It's day one of the NBA draft.
I should not have closed out my NBA. I really, today's the NBA draft. Wow, you are. I was going to talk about Mikal Bridges being traded, but I guess we're talking about the NBA draft instead. Well, we can still talk about Mikal Bridges being traded. Really, the NBA draft's today? Holy shit!
That's why he was traded, because they're stocking up on picks.
All right, so let's talk about that real quick. It was crazy, crazy fucking trade. Nets traded Mikal Bridges to the Knicks for 4 unprotected first rounders. So 2025, 2027, 2029, and 2031. I'm going to get to that in a second. Next, Chris, I'll read that. A protected 2025 first round pick via the Milwaukee Bucks, the Knicks unprotected 2028 pick swap, and a 2025 Brooklyn second round selection. Now, simultaneously after that, the Nets engaged with Houston. They got back their 2025 and 2026 first-round picks, and what they traded to Houston were Phoenix's 25 and 27. Now, you'd be asking, why would Houston trade these? The Nets picks are absolutely more valuable than the Phoenix picks, right? The Nets are a bad team. Those 2025 and 26 are going to be a lottery. Why would you trade for Phoenix's 2025 and 27? So I'll ask you this. Why did Houston make that trade?
Houston's gonna be better than Phoenix by then.
But what? No. So why did Houston trade for Phoenix's? So again, like, these are pick shuffles. Like the Rockets had the Nets picks from the James Harden trade. The Rockets just traded those back so they can get Phoenix's picks, the Phoenix picks that the Nets got from Kevin Durant. So why would Houston get worse picks? But they're Phoenix's picks. What could you glean from that, Sex Panther?
They're some kind of protected or unprotected, and I don't know.
They're going to try to trade for Kevin Durant. Houston's trying to bring Kevin Durant or Devin Booker, or one of those guys in. They're holding those picks hostage for Phoenix in hopes that it implodes there, and one of those guys wants to be traded, and then they can trade Phoenix their picks back. That's the assumption here. You wouldn't trade your the Brooklyn picks are obviously going to be better than Phoenix's picks. Obviously, they're lottery picks. You would hold on to those Phoenix picks just on the chance that Phoenix is going to want to implode that thing, which is a good chance that it could.
I think is it unfair to say one and done? Like they've got this year, yeah. Or they've got to blow it up.
I agree. X Chris points out in the chat, Knicks wanted the whole Villanova team. Yes. So, of course, Mikal Bridges joins fellow Villanova champs Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo. Now, That's a good thing, because those guys had tremendous chemistry last year, and now you're adding another one of those guys from the championship team into the mix. So I think that's great. Anyway, NBA draft is today, Sex Panther.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I honestly had no idea that it was today. I genuinely, I knew it was coming up. It's in my head. It's like, isn't it always on a Thursday? What's it doing on a Wednesday? But I guess I'm mixing it up. The NFL is always on a Thursday, right?
Well, I don't know if you heard. There's this thing. There's this debate Thursday night. I don't know if.
Didn't know about that either. Didn't know about that either.
Yeah, so.
Didn't care about that either.
I don't know how many people really care.
Two old men screaming at chairs. I can go outside in New Jersey and watch two old men screaming at chairs.
Might be worth it for the comedic value alone. I don't know. See what kind of quotes come out. Some quotes will be unintelligible, and some quotes will just be stupid and insulting. So there's kind of like the dumbed down version of Thursday's debate.
So this is why the NBA draft is on Wednesday. Okay. NBA draft. Let's talk about the NBA draft, since apparently it's today. What's going on in the NBA draft? Well, what's the draft order? Number one, Sex Panther. Who gets the number one pick? Do you know?
I've actually got some things lined up right here. The Atlanta Hawks won the lottery, if you remember.
They did. The Atlanta Hawks won the lottery. We all forgot about that until now. Yeah, the fucking Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick. Washington, number two. Houston, number three. That's via Brooklyn. San Antonio, number four. Detroit, number five. They're going to need more than that. Charlotte, number six. Portland, number seven. San Antonio, number eight. Memphis, number nine. Utah, number 10. Chicago, number 11. OKC, number 12. Sacramento, number 13. Portland, number 14. All right. What you got? What you got prepared for today with the NBA draft?
Nothing, because we don't have any like Victor Wembanyama kind of character coming out. Some names, the noticeable name or notable names are Zachary Risitor from
yes.
France.
Yep.
19-year-old is projected to be the number one pick for the Atlanta Hawks. And as you and I have discussed, like I go through here and I'm telling you, I don't have to know anything about any of these players. Just give me the foreign players over the U.S. college kids. I don't need to know anything about them. I'm taking the foreign kids over the college kids. Am I wrong in my assessment, Max?
You're not wrong in your assessment. I think that they're more NBA ready, the way that they shape the and the future. It seems to be the foreign-born players. Risitor is the number one prospect there. Alex Saar, he's their number two prospect. He's out of Australia, another Australian. Tijane Saloon, a power forward. He's also out of France. So if you're looking at kind of like the top 10, those are kind of the guys. Big man, the number one big man in the draft out of UConn is Donovan Clingan. Now, it's interesting because Zach Edey, you know, the guy that likes to eat, ex-Chris's favorite player, when we were talking about Zach Edey a while ago, he was a maybe second round pick. He has boosted up to mid first round. There's been a lot of people saying, hey, you know, we probably need a guy like Zach Edey for different reasons than Klingon. I think they're two different players. I think those two matched up in the finals too, right? Extra yeah. Saying that his performance in the skills were good. He's a shooter. Yeah, I think that Zach Edey will be drafted higher than he was projected a few months ago. I think he did himself a lot of service. But Klingon from UConn, still the top big man. He should go in, you know, top three, top five, something like that. Reed Sheppard out of Kentucky, he's projected to be a top 10 player. A couple of G Leaguers. You got Matas Buzelis out of the G League Unite. Nikola Topic, well, another foreign player, I guess. So you can't go wrong with a Nikola, right? You got to bring in a Nikola. Another Kentucky player, Rob Dillingham. Dalton Connect from Tennessee. I know we get some Tennessee fans around here, so you probably know about Dalton. I know we've talked about him before. And then Stephon Castle out of UConn. So that looks kind of like the projected top 10 in there. But yeah, listen, I think Richisher seems to be the clear-cut number one in Atlanta. So, but they also like Klingon. So if you think about how this league is set up, you need the small forwards, you need the wings, you need those fucking players. It's essential.
It's essential, because that's what I've been saying about some of these teams that have these star players. Well, they either have star guards or they have star centers. They need that wing help. And I'm always clamoring for guys like, you know, either an athletic player like an Aaron Gordon or Zach LaVine, or a shooter like Klay Thompson. You know, you need that wing player that can draw the defense out. I'm looking at the Four Letter Network has their projections. They have Zach Edey going to the Lakers, so he won't get any playing time.
He's not going to the Lakers. That's not going to happen.
Doesn't make any sense. But speaking of the godforsaken Lakers, Bronny James, what do we make of the Bronny? He's not getting drafted tonight. Do they do the first round or both rounds tonight or Wednesday? No, it is tonight.
I think it's both. I think they do both rounds.
Both rounds. So I think they does Bronny James tonight. Get drafted?
Yeah, he'll get drafted. And you know, it's funny too. Is you know, did you hear what Bill Simmons said? Probably not. It's like the Celtics should draft him. Hold him hostage. That's what he said. The Celtics should draft Bronny James and hold him hostage.
I could see Cleveland doing it. They could afford to take
I think Cleveland might do that. Yeah, I absolutely think Cleveland might do it. And here's what Four Letter Network says. The son of LeBron James isn't expected to be selected in the first round, but could go late in the second round. Bronny's agent, Rich Paul, who represents LeBron, told ESPN last week. The 6'2 guard has worked out individually for just two teams, the Suns and the Lakers. So,
and on the West Coast.
The Lakers are going to take him. The Lakers will take him. It's going to, I don't know. LeBron's been talking about this for ages, how he wants to fucking stay in the league to play with his son. And the Lakers are so far up LeBron's ass, they'll fuck it. They'll waste the draft pick on him.
And we're supposed to believe that LeBron doesn't have any influence in coaches or player movement. I'm buying that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I really think that he will get drafted in the second round. The Lakers will draft him, even if they got a trade to get him. I do think that he ends up on the Lakers, and that's the story going into the season. But to me, the interesting one is Zach Edey. I know we saw a lot of him in the tournament last year. He had a big tournament, and he turned into one of the best college players. And then there was a lot of criticism saying, well, he's never going to make it in the NBA. And I don't know. I think that his skill set on the right team. I would love Zach Edey on the Celtics. I'm not even fucking kidding you.
He'd be a good fit. He would be a great replacement for Al Horford.
He'd be fantastic on this. Like, honestly, the fucking pick and roll that he could do with that fucking team. Forget about it. Fucking forget about it. Anyway. We'll see. We'll see, because apparently the NBA draft is tonight, and you can find out later.
I do. It just dawned on me why it's tonight and Thursday. I'm so stupid. You got to open up your NHL tab on Friday, because I'm going to that draft.
The NHL draft is
this weekend.
That's fucking right. Yeah, you are. You're going to the NHL. Oh my God, that's right. It's in Vegas. Did you get another ticket for your daughter?
We're still not entirely sure if she's going yet.
Okay. All right. I was about to say, she's going to be so excited to see all those hockey players. Yay.
Yeah. She asked what we were doing, and I said, well, we're going to a hockey draft Friday night. She's like, I'm not going to no damn hockey draft.
Oh, man.
Gotta love kids' honesty.
Indeed. Let's take a quick break after that. We got some Major League Baseball to bet on. Stay tuned. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right. MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State, or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back at you, possibly never. Now I've closed my NBA tab, Sex Panther, but I got to open up my NHL tab, apparently. I got to open that up. Baseball was not a great day yesterday.
Horrible. It was horrible.
Not a fantastic day. Kind of took a beating. Let's see what X-Chris is saying here. X-Chris said he went 3-1 yesterday in baseball. Only game he lost was the Red Sox. Yeah, I was on that one with you. Scooble is king. Scooble is him. Scooble will win the Cy Young. All right. School won yesterday. Well, he did it, right? All right, and then I'll shut up for the rest. I think he's got other points that he'll make. Where are we at today? Where are you starting?
We're going down to Tampa Bay, where betting Tampa Bay against Seattle has just made sense, made money. Seattle, again, we could make the argument that they've got the better pitcher in George Kirby going against Tampa Bay's Ryan Pepiot, who's been good enough. He's been a decent addition to the rotation, but we still have a hitting problem with the Minesweepers, and the Tampa Bay Rays just continue to win. It's kind of like, I don't know if you're the Yankees in Baltimore and you're kind of looking over your shoulder, but you might just glance in the rearview mirror and see Tampa starting to pop into your vision. I wouldn't worry about them, but I'd keep an eye on them. I'm betting the Rays again, and I'm getting an even line, plus 100. So give me Tampa Bay for $10.
Yankees and Baltimore both playing like shit lately. I mean, Baltimore's lost 5 games in a row. Yankees lost to the fucking Mets yesterday. Garrett Cole got chased. He kept four home runs, I think, he gave up. I mean, I think they should be looking over their shoulders. This is a Tampa Bay team that's always been dangerous, and they underperformed for a good portion of the year, and now they're actually starting to play well. Still, 11.5 games out. That seems like a lot, but it's not even the All-Star break. So, to me, it's not insurmountable. I just happen to be on Seattle today in a lean. I think that they steal one before they – I think they don't have a game tomorrow in Tampa Bay. I think they head out they're off tomorrow as well. But I think both teams off tomorrow. I think both teams off. Yeah. So they have each team has a day off tomorrow, so they can maybe, you know, hang out, watch the debate, I guess, or stay up late and watch the NBA draft. Yeah, I think Seattle steals one. So early game, I think they get it done today. I'll lean the Mariners.
All right, next game up. This is an early game, so there must be some travel involved because it involves two West Coast teams. That is Oakland out in Los Angeles taking on the boys from Anaheim. Joey Estes taking the mound for the Sacramento Athletics. Rony Contreras taking the mound for the Angels. Now, I remember Contreras when he pitched for the Pirates, and he actually is a really good pitcher. He's a strikeout guy, and I think that's why I'm leaning the Angels. I don't like either one of these teams. Probably shouldn't be betting this game because I really don't like either one of these teams. But I do like Contreras enough to take a little bit of a flyer, I guess. I'll eat the 125, put $10 on the Anaheim Angels.
Yeah, I'm gonna lean the Angels with you here. I do think that that's probably the play. -120 seems like a good amount. Sorry, yeah, X-Chris, I missed that. Number three for X-Chris's fun facts for the day, double-dipping, taking the Rays money line again. I know Kirby's on the mound, but still the Rays are hitting well. So X-Chris believes in you, and X-Chris has been red hot. So maybe you guys got that one. But for this one, yeah, I'll lean the Angels.
All right, let's stay on the West Coast where the Fathers are going to bring the Commanders to town. Harz is taking the mound for Washington. I don't know anything about this guy. But I do know about Dylan Cease taking the mound for San Diego. He's had a little bit of an up and down season, but his up is just usually pretty consistent. Believe it or not, I like the Washington offense more than San Diego's, but I really like Dylan Cease. I'm going to eat this chalk. Don't put it in the parlay. Unless, of course, you're on it, but I don't think you are. Give me the Fathers for $10.
I'm not on this one. I'm leaning San Diego here. It's a bit chalky. Looks like they're going for the sweep today because the Padres have won the first two in those games. And the key has been offense. The key has been offense in both these games. 7-6, 9-7 in the last two games. Wow. So big offense being scored. And I think that's what you're probably going to see today with Hurz on the mound. His whip is getting up there. His ERA is not awful, but I think he lets runners on base. He's given up, you know, a good amount of home runs. But Dylan Cease has also given up his fair share of home runs as well. So I could see some offense being scored here. I do think the Padres come out with a win. Just too chalky for me. More sport, lean on San Diego.
Next game up, I do expect you to be on this game because we're going back to the Subway Series where the Yankees are in New York. Taking on the Mets.
They're in Queens. They're in Queens. You see, there's different parts of New York, says Panther. There's Brooklyn, there is the Bronx, and then there's Queens. And you know, so they went from Bronx to Queens. That's where they're at.
And then you got your football teams who are in New Jersey. So we're all in New Jersey. Sense.
Yes, it all makes sense, says Panther. Yeah.
Only to the locals. What does make sense is Luis Gill taking the mound for the Yankees, going against Sean Manaea, who's put together a really good season. This is what we talked about last year. You know, we kind of chastised your Mets for dealing Scherzer, dealing DeGrom, and doing the things that they did. But when they did it, they found some pitchers that they liked, and Sean Manaea was one of those guys, and he's pitching really well. It's Luis Gill, and the Bombers can't lose them all, right? We can't lose them all? -155. Give me the Yankees for $10.
Yeah, listen, I was leaning the Mets yesterday. I thought that was a game that they were going to win. They did win that one. Now, I'm leaning the Yankees here. I do think the Yankees get this one. But X-Chris, believe it in my Mets. X-Chris, point number eight, taking the Mets money line again. Paid fat for me still. And it's a really good pitching matchup. Mets +135. Yeah, listen, I just can't believe that the Yankees would lose this one. But the Yankees are not playing well right now. You know, can the Mets sweep this two-game series? That would be nice. But I think the Yankees split it. And it's just, they're just too good to be playing this bad. So I'll lean the Yankees to get out of their funk.
Next game up, Toronto. Is that Boston Yoriel Rodriguez taking the mound for Toronto, going against our boy, Cutter Crawford, one of the best names ever in Major League Baseball history, honestly. But I'm telling you, Toronto is one of those teams that I think, short of like the really bad teams, I feel really comfortable fading them. This is a team that is not pitching well. The hitting is not living up to, you know, remember they brought in Justin Turner? That dude's got 5 home runs on the season. He was an absolute mainstay for Boston last year. He's not doing dog shit for Toronto this year. So Cutter Crawford, and I trust the Red Sox offense a little bit more. I'll eat the 150 and take the Bleeding Sox for $10.
I got burned on the Red Sox yesterday, so I'm only going to lean them today. I bet on the first game of the series and double dipped yesterday, and it fucked me. So just going to lean Boston here. Dad at El Money saying Judge can't carry the team. He's taking the Mets money line. X Chris, point number 9. He's taking the Red Sox money line. Scissors on the mound.
Cutter.
Scissors. He's got nicknames for everyone. Scissors is on the mound for the Sox. I feel like this is a bounce back game. Yeah, you're probably right. I'll lean Boston with you.
All right, next game, last game. I was on it yesterday. I don't even know if it went well because I don't remember what I was on. But Minnesota's at Arizona, taking on the Diamondbacks. Mm-mm. Simeon Woods Richardson. What?
Did not go well.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks won yesterday.
And so here's the thing. I had both pitchers in my fantasy lineup. Right? I had Brandon Pfaadt and Joe Ryan, and they both pitched like shit. It was terrible on both sides. But today, Simeon Woods Richardson pitches for Minnesota, going against Ryan Nelson. I trust the Twins' offense more. I trust the rookie Woods Richardson more. I just have never liked Ryan Nelson. I think they're really trying to find a replacement for this guy. I don't trust him anytime he takes the mound, even at home. So I will eat the 120 and take the Twinkies for $10.
I'll give you more moral support in this one as well. I'll lean the Twins here. Just got burned yesterday, and I just didn't want to, you know. It's summertime. I'm already getting fucking tons of sunburn, so I don't want to get continually burned by my fucking Minnesota Twins picks. So just a lean on Twinkies.
All right. I'm all done. What else you got, Max?
Well, you notice I didn't bet anything.
Yeah, you're leaning. At least you're leaning the right side, but you're doing a lot of leaning.
How are you not on Philadelphia, Detroit?
Fuck the Phillies.
No, this is the bounce back game. The Detroit got their one. They got their one with their fucking ace on the mound. Trumbull versus undecided. Oh yeah, X Chris. Tigers game is undecided picture. If it's Flaherty, I'm betting the Tigers money line. I don't fucking care who it is. $10 bet on the Phillies. They're gonna win.
I probably should be the undecided. I mean, it can't scare me off because we know it's not skee ball. The Phillies are probably going to win this game, but I don't know. You know how I am. When I lose a game, especially when we have, you know, quote unquote, their staff ace. I don't know if Ranger Suarez really is their ace, but we lose that game. I kind of like tuck my tail and wait for the next series, but I'll give you moral support. We can put it in the parlay.
You know, the problem with the Phillies is, Six Panther, I don't know if you know this, but they lost 2 out of 3 to Colorado like a month and a half ago.
It's hanging over their head.
It just dawned on me that they lost that series to the Rockies, and that is the start of their downfall. Anyway, I'm betting the Phillies. All right, moving on. Let's look at Texas Milwaukee. Interesting series. Brewers don't have a pitcher decided. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound for Texas, and it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to take the Brewers for the sweep here. The Brewers have just been playing really, really well at home here and have just kind of stunned the Texas Rangers, a team that was starting to put things together. Brewers, no joke. They are such a good team at home, and I think they get it done today against so $10 bet on Milwaukee.
Yeah, and it's been their pitching because they've held that Rangers lineup to 4 runs in 2 games. You know, like I said, they've been hitting well, surprisingly well, because I think you'd probably be hard-pressed to name 2 or 3 hitters in their entire lineup. But they've kind of shocked us because I don't think we expected this out of them this year. I thought the Reds and the Cubs would probably run away with that division, but it's been Milwaukee's division thus far. I will give you moral support on the undecideds.
Last one up for me. I think the there's value on the Guardians sweeping the Orioles here. Pitching advantage, check. Orioles. Grayson Rodriguez is absolutely the better pitcher than what Carlos Carrasco has been all season. But this Guardians team has just been really fucking good, and the Orioles are slumping right now. The Orioles cannot get out of their own way. What is this, 150? 165 on the Guardians? I can't resist. $10 bet on Cleveland.
Yeah, that's, I definitely get it. It was the Carrasco factor that kind of spooked me off. 3-6 with a 5.4 ERA. Grayson Rodriguez, you know, the heir apparent, the ace in waiting. I mean, he's been hittable. He's been gotten to. It's a 3.82 is not anything to really write home about. But, God, who would have thought, if you ask anybody, who's got the better record, Cleveland or Baltimore, and it's Cleveland by about three games, kind of really shocking. I know I'm dead wrong because I didn't give them a puncher's chance this year. They're playing really well at a plus 165. I agree with you. You've got to take the value. Lean on the Guardians.
Dead at O-Money on the other side. He's bidding against the sweep. He's taking Baltimore. Okay, X-Chris has some other points here, and his first point is already wrong. So he's taking the Reds on the money line. He says, I don't think they'll get swept. However, Ashcraft is on the mound. I don't think they'll get swept either, X-Chris. I think, you know what? I think you're totally right. I don't think they'll get swept because they won game one of the series already. So they're not going to get swept. So, but I like the Reds here today, too. I'm going to lean Cincinnati.
Yeah, I like the Reds. I just don't trust Ashcraft. So I we'll just call it a let's go Reds, but I'm not betting on you.
All right. He's leaning the Rockies on the money line as a value play. Spaghetti on the mound. He's very hittable. He is, but the Rockies are just terrible on the road. So, I can't see them getting it done. It's too chalky. I can't bet this one. I'll lean Houston.
Yeah, they're terrible on the road, and they're calling up a bunch of minor leaguers, get them some playing time. So you're throwing guys out there that you just don't know that much about. But I get it. Spaghetti's on the mound. He's very hittable. It's just the Rockies don't do a lot of the hitting. I can't jump on the Rockies, so I'm probably looking at the Astros here. It was just like, really, are you going to bet 190 on Spaghetti? No, you're not.
Braves and Cardinals in a doubleheader. You got Lopez against Gibson in one matchup, and then the later matchup you have Elder versus Undecided. He's saying that he's not betting this because it's a doubleheader. It's usually a wise move. I don't bet doubleheaders.
So Lopez Gibson is the same matchup that was yesterday that got rained out, but for whatever reason, the four-letter network didn't have a line on the first game, which is them. But if it's the Atlanta minus 140, I'd probably stick with it. I just didn't have a line, and I don't know if that's, you know, certain
minus 125. Minus 125 on that you can get.
I'm in.
That first one. You're not betting it, though. Are you? You're betting this one?
Yeah, I'm in. I'll bet it.
Okay, all right. There you go. Sex Panther just on the show decided to bet another game. We know how well that goes.
That can only go way up there.
Last one up that X-Chris wants to bring up is the Dodgers and the White Sox. He's saying he's back in Fettuccine. I told you, he's got a name for every fucking player. They almost won yesterday. Line has moved towards the White Sox, so he's taking the White Sox. Has the line moved towards the White Sox? What was his line? Let's see. No, a little bit. It has. Okay. Yeah, he's right. It opened 168. Is down to 150 at some books. So maybe some momentum on the White Sox. I'll leave the Dodgers.
Fettuccine has been really good. That's Eric Fetty for people that don't speak X-Chris. Going against Gavin Stone, that kind of line movement suggests to me it is a travel day for the Dodgers, so probably some Mookies or Otanis or Freddies that aren't going to play. That would definitely spook me off the Dodgers. That's significant line movement, so still not betting it, but I can see the logic behind the White Sox.
Let's put together a decent parlay. Let's see. We did not agree on much. The Angels. Throwing the Angels in here. Angels. Padres. We like the Padres. Red Sox. You were on the Red Sox, right? Ooh, I don't like that line movement, though. Ooh, minus 174 down to minus 150. Ugh.
Oof.
Don't like that one. Twinkies? On Twinkies?
We liked your Phillies.
And the Phillies. How about that? How about we do that? How about it is the Angels, minus 120, the Minnesota Twins, minus 118, and the Phillies, minus 175. It pays 432. On this Wednesday, technically, I guess, Thursday for Panther, day before vacation. Y'all, one more day. You can do this. Take us on.
I got one more day of podcasting. Ask Chris to answer your point number four. If it's Flaherty, I am betting Tigers money line. It is not Flaherty. Flaherty will pitch tomorrow, so we still don't know who undecided is. But if anybody finds out who undecided is, you can come into the asylum, join our Discord channel, and tell us who undecided is. More importantly, you just shoot the shit with us. Call us out by name. All these degens will holler right back. Max and I will holler back, especially if I'm not sleeping. But most importantly, let us know what you did yesterday, what you're betting on today. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.